The Migration Service. Good afternoon, everybody. With reference to the question on nationality, and although the Chile project, Chile Reconoce, does record difficulties in recording children of a transient alien because this needed to be defined by the judiciary, currently all children in the context of mobility have the right to Chilean nationality. So we are taking steps to try to eradicate the risk of statelessness as part of this idea of child of a transient alien. We recognise progress made in light of this particular project because it allowed around 100 children who were children of transient aliens to be recorded. But the problem that this project has come up against is that it's not in effect on the same scale. And currently, there are other measures to help guarantee the enjoyment of nationality and the registration of all children of a transient alien that have been born in Chile. To this end, the Registration Service and the Health Service have joined forces to ensure that from the moment of birth, these children are registered as Chilean, and we do not need to have this different categorization for nationality. Regarding the figures in 2023 and 2024, there were around 27 children who were children of transient aliens that were registered, which shows that the Chile Reconoce has been more effective than the Chile Reconoce. We have We've realised that there's no need to have ID documents in order to address these bodies. They will not face discrimination on these grounds. For children that have been born in the context of mobility, the law on immigration respects the best interests of the child and their enjoyment of their rights. To respond to the question of the expert as to why there are difficulties in obtaining certain ID documents and documents that allow to elucidate the responsible adult, although we did not see a spike in the risk of statelessness because of the commitment of other countries in the field of statelessness, we have had difficulties within the Immigration Service, which has been exacerbated with the recent closure of the Venezuelan embassy in our country, which has meant that there's a great deal of uncertainty surrounding women and girls in the context of movement and obtention of ID documents. For this reason, we have been flexible in some of the requirements and giving priority to those cases that can be dealt with digitally, as well as approaching family courts to help process these cases. This has led to a draft bill to allow for the identification of girls, boys and adolescents that do not have ID documents, which has already come to the first reading of the legislature. To finish on gender and refugees, although belonging to a social group as present in the 1951 Geneva Convention, and it's the application of the broad meaning of refugee, an analysis conducted through a gender-based lens and bearing in mind the case of the vulnerability of women and girls. And this has led to the first national policy and the broadening of the international protection system to persons who have been displaced because of gender-based reasons. We established criteria for the status, including people whose lives or physical integrity are at risk because of gender-based violence or violence because of their sexual orientation in the country of origin. This guarantees the security of people for these on these grounds and also protects them from refoulement to their country of origin where they would be at risk. Thank you very much.